You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Don't want to start with horrible news, but I feel I must. What a trending story. The fires that have raced across the island of Maui in Hawaii have not only destroyed hundreds of structures, but now the death toll is up in the dozens.
Oh, no.
This is a major catastrophe. And the images are absolutely heartbreaking.
Yeah,
these
terrifying
fires spread by these severe gusts of winds that are the result of a hurricane. The hurricane's not hitting Hawaii, but the winds from it, I think it's south of the islands, have actually spread these fires. I've had more people reaching out to me asking if my son is okay. Is your son okay? They don't live on the island of Maui, but believe me, they are really paying attention to what's going on. It is horrific down
there
right
now. People having to rush into the ocean to avoid the fire, you know, just to get into water and try to stay safe. So, absolutely. And I mean, beautiful resort areas and everything, just, it looks like hell, man. It's really bad. It's scary.
So we'll keep abreast of that. A baseball pitcher named Michael Lorenzen was traded from the Detroit Tigers to the Philadelphia Phillies, and he made his first home start in Philly last night in front of the hometown fans for the first time and promptly threw a no-hitter. That's a pretty good way to introduce yourself to the fans.
Heck yeah, good for him.
Why can't the Rockies have something like that happen?
Why can't we have this guy?
Let me get my little sheet out where I'm having a bet with producer Josh because the Rockies blew another game last night in the 10th inning. So
it's just becoming comical, you know?
So that is now 13 for the year.
Oh,
so
man.
I am within six of taking his $5. What else is trending, though? First date. How long should an ideal first date last? I have been on some first dates that stretched for hours and hours and hours. Cosmo magazine ran some sort of story. I guess it was an op-ed piece that said the ideal first date should last 57 minutes.
Okay.
But that's not according
they
to people who
were going
out. They couldn't
just round it up to an hour?
Really? Wouldn't that be funny if you're sitting there at the coffee shop and your phone kind of vibrates? Oh, sorry, 57 minutes.
Gotta bounce.
See ya. But that's not what people who are going on the first date say. They polled, I guess, thousands of people to see how long an ideal first date should last. 2 hours and 43 minutes.
It sounds long, but really, I bet you if it's a good date, it's that time will fly by.
I agree.
It's not that difficult.
And first of all, I guess it's a depend. Obviously, that's crying out to be more than one thing. Like the first date that I talked about that was 9 hours long, coffee, a store, going and shooting pool, then dinner, and then meeting a couple of friends at a
sure.
bar.
I mean, dinner
so there
can
were five
easily
different things.
Dinner could easily be an hour and a half. I mean, there's an hour and a half of your night.
And we hadn't planned on that. All of that. We had planned on nothing but the coffee shop. So in my mind, it was going to be an hour, and then the next thing you knew, it was nine.
Yeah,
so
this 3 hours is easy.
Yeah, 2 hours, 43 minutes. If you find a couple to go walking in the park.
Why couldn't they just round it up to 3 hours?
No, it's 2 hours, 43 minutes.
It's got to stick with them. All right.
If it works out for you and you end up walking down the aisle, there's an interesting poll that's out, survey asking people for the best wedding songs to put on a playlist.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so when you get out on the dance floor and shake your moneymaker.
Chicken Dance is on there, right?
Not in the top 10, at least.
What? Macarena?
There's some interesting songs that popped up on here that we might have to talk about. But number one was Whitney Houston. I want to dance with somebody.
That was number one?
Number one. By
really?
Far, even. It had a huge lead over number two, which was Bruno Mars' song, Marry You.
Oh, of course.
Okay. Yeah, by Usher was number
yeah!
three.
Oh, can we play that? I love that song so much.
Ed Sheeran, whom will be featured on this radio station today as we give away tickets all day long. Ed Sheeran had a couple of songs in the top 10. And then explain this one to me, Jer. In the top 10 best wedding playlist songs, Mr. Brightside by The Killers.
What?
Number 8.
From The Killers?
Yeah.
Do we have that in here?
We play it every once in a while. I'll play it after the trending report, and we'll try to figure out why it's a great wedding song.
Find me somebody to slow dance with to that.
Right. And then we've talked a couple of times about how the 10,000 steps a day rule is bunk.
Yeah.
That it was just, it's one of those things that was created by the makers of a pedometer to sell pedometers. So everyone started treating it like gospel, right? Like the 8 glasses of water a day or the, what are some of the others? Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, which was also created by a marketing company. The 10,000 steps a day rule has finally been officially thrown out the door by researchers, people studying all this. They say you don't need, if you can get 10,000 steps a day, fantastic.
Yeah.
It is better for your health.
It's doable.
Yeah, exactly. But they say if you can get anywhere from 4,000 to 6,000 steps a day, you're still going to lower your chance of an early death from all causes.
Yeah, so, the key is just to get out and move a little bit.
Right. And the way I see this is that some people feel like, oh, if I can't get my 10,000 steps a day, I'm not going to be able to do it. I just won't do anything.
No, that's a horrible attitude to have.
I'm not going to be able to get 10,000, so I'll just sit here and eat a bag of Doritos.
Start at 2,000 and work your way up.
If they said if you can only get 2,500, it would still lower your risk of dying from heart disease. But we need to stop quoting this dumb, 10,000 steps.
Where's my steps? My watch. I mean, already I've done 2,000, and that's just walking around the office, you know, and from the parking garage. I mean,
just be active.
That's so doable. So doable.
What else is trending?
Oh, darn it, Dom. Lizzo's back in the news. Ex-dancers suing her for harassment and discrimination may be just the tip of the iceberg. The attorney representing these women, Ron Zambrano. Hey, it's me, Ron Zambrano. He sounds like an attorney, right? He says that there are now 6 more people with allegations of wrongful treatment, including a sexually charged environment, failure to pay employees, and other and more, a menagerie of harassment. So that's starting to sound like she's mean.
Well,
we're tiptoeing into there might be something here now. I don't know.
No, only the people involved in this know for sure. So the rest of us can only speculate.
Yep.
But isn't it true that once something like this picks up, a lot of people jump on the bandwagon hoping there's some sort of legal settlement?
Sure. Or now they maybe feel comfortable to come and start talking about it.
We don't know.
We'll see how it plays out. But right now it sounds like Lizzo is mean, allegedly. So there's that. Kim Kardashian is getting fingers waggled at her because she was singing the praises of this full body scan that she went and had done. She says it can detect cancer and diseases, aneurysms, all sorts of stuff. She said it has literally saved the lives of some of her friends. The problem is the scan costs $2,500 to get done, and people are like, Kim, you are so out of touch with the people that follow you. One person said, their quote was, love a billionaire recommending preventative care that is totally inaccessible to 98% of her fan base. And then another person said, Kim, we can't even afford eggs.
Right.
Yeah. So, I, you know what? My parents have had one of those full body scans done. They only paid like $500. So I think there's more affordable versions of this out there.
Maybe you get what you pay for.
Maybe it's not as thorough. I don't know.
Maybe
don't
your
know,
parents YouTube. Paid $500 and all it told them is that they've got nice shoes.
It just leg is what it did. Yeah. So Tim McGraw is in trending this morning. He's been out and about talking about how he's been married to Faith Hill for 27 years now. And at this point, they still can't keep their hands off each other. I mean, come on, they're two beautiful people. No wonder they're going at it. But here's a little bit of audio of him talking about their candle time.
We had gotten married quickly. We dated for a short time. We got married and then soon after had a baby. So we didn't have a whole lot of time, really, to get to know each other that well until we had kids. And now all of a sudden we have this time together. It kind of turned into, we're like having our second honeymoon a little bit, Light the candles, turn the music on,
I love that.
Have some fun. And now when the kids come home, when they're there for about 5 days, we're kind of like, Don't y'all have somewhere to be? Mom and Dad need some candle time.
Candle time, Don. Mom and Dad need a little candle time.
Should we start
and the way
it
he
that?
Says it, yes.
Instead of sexy time, we can start calling it candle time?
I don't think we've lit candles, though, in like 15 years.
Okay. I happen to like candles.
Yeah?
But just the ones, like the vanilla scented ones.
Sure.
And now my wife is trying to cramp my style. She's saying, you know, those are bad for you, that when you light those things, they put blankety blank whatever in the air.
Oh, well,
like, oh my God.
Everything's bad.
Don't be taking my fun away from me.
We have, if there are any candles to be, well, no, I can't take, I'll take this back. Nicole does like her candles, but a lot of times we'll just do the ones that are by remote now that are battery powered and they flicker even. Have you seen those? They look just like real candles.
I know, but I want the scent.
Yeah, well,
I'm not doing it for the
spray
ambiance.
Some air freshener.
I don't like air freshener. That's even worse, putting those chemicals in the air.
Well, we'll all be dead soon, huh? Real quick, Disney Plus and Hulu, they're jacking up their prices again. That's about it.
Did you see the twist on that somebody was talking about?
What's the twist?
They meant it as a joke, but I think they're probably right. Their joke was, hey, Disney is, you know, not going to have to pay these striking writers, you know, bigger residual checks. They're going to get the rest of us to do it. And I'll bet that's not far off. That they are planning on raising a pool of money that they feel like they're going to have to pay the striking writers. So they're going to start charging the rest of us more to make up for it.
That is a very curious spin, isn't it?
I hadn't thought of that, but it makes sense.
And honestly, like, the content on Disney Plus is so horrible. Oh. I only get it free through my Verizon. So I get Hulu and Disney included. And I'm wondering how much longer that's going to actually continue because prices are going so high. So anyway, that's what's trending in the world of streaming.
Clickbait.
You can find our clickbait on the Dom and Jeremy Facebook page. Just search Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Dom, how's the glow today? How's your skin looking?
Mediterranean.
You're a little pale. I got a new hack for you that's coming out from TikTok.
Must be the lighting.
You can get a tan without laying out or doing fake and bake at the tanning beds. A bunch of beauty influencers are saying to get that natural undertone, that natural glow, just eat a bunch of carrots. They're saying eat 3 carrots a day, or one woman is doing something called sunshine shots, which are juice shots that contain carrots, peppers, and ginger for an enhanced tan and healthy glow. So you can go into our Facebook this morning and look at a bunch of Oompa Loompas because these people have a really nice glow. And it's one of these stories that's like iconic in our family because Nicole ate a bunch of carrots as a kid and she literally turned bright orange. And I think there's some pictures of her floating around. So you can check that out on our Facebook page. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB.
Clickbait.